down to a third, what would she have?
She'd have partial.
Well, what would you say the ingredients were? What?
Proportioned.
Mm-hmm. And then how much flour?
Why don't you say, I wasn't following you.
Well, let's say she started with six of flour and old
she was going to cut it down to a third?
Yeah.
Or by a third?
To a third.
Well, she'd have two flour and... am I following what you're getting at here?
Yeah, I'm going to try it later.
I wasn't following your exact figures.
All right. All right. If you break an egg, what are the parts you get?
Yolk and the white.
Uh-huh. And what color is the yolk?
Yellowish.
Uh-huh. And if you put eggs in water with the shells on and cook them for 3 minutes, what do you have?
Boiled egg or a 3 minute egg.
And what if you cook them for 10 minutes?
Hard boiled egg.
Mm-hmm. If you get water boiling and then break the egg in the water, what do you get?
It's poaching.
Uh-huh. What do you call beef that's sliced thin and then dried? This would perhaps be homemade. That's a better odd one.
I don't,
I was thinking now of jerky or something like that.
Well, I've heard the term jerky, but I didn't, this would be the same thing. Generally something, doesn't this have some sort of preserving effect to it?
It's just dried and salted and dried in the sun.
Yeah.
Just like eating your shoe. Nutritious? Boy, it's nutritious. But it should be, because it shrunk to about a third its normal size. And you can chew on that stuff all day.
Like these old condensed wafers we used to get in the sea ration.
Yeah.
You ever throw one of those things out in a puddle of water?
Ooh.
This thing can get as big as a manhole cover.
Oh, I used to like that cheese. Boy, I used to like that darn can of American cheese.
I don't remember getting cheese.
Maybe we got them all. What do you call the hard part on a slab of bacon?
The rind.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, in the morning you might have bacon with your eggs. What else might you have? What other meat?
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. What would you call sausage that's made with liver?
You got me there.
Sort of a brownish gray sausage. Maybe you slice it for sandwiches.
Oh, you think of goose liver or Braunschweiger?
Yeah. Is Braunschweiger made out of goose liver?
Well, I understood they were essentially one and the same.
You ever have any sausage that's made out of blood?
No.
I don't either. Doesn't sound good to me. The Legionnaires used to eat this.
Good. I can't feature it.
No, I can't either. This wasn't generally recognized Oklahoma dish.
I hope not. If it was, I'm going to leave the state before somebody exposes me to it.
If you have some meat and it's been around some time and begins to smell, what would you say?
It's spoiled.
What's spoiled?
The meat is spoiled.
And if butter begins to smell, what would you say
it's
about it?
It's getting rancid.
Uh-huh. Let's see. What do you call this a loaf of sandwich stuff? It's sort of a jellied. And it has meat in it and perhaps some spices and some bright vegetables or something like that. Souse or hen cheese?
Oh, there's a souse.